A study found that if you're always getting into arguments, you're probably going to die soon. People who regularly get into arguments with family are 50 to 100% more likely to die early, and people who get into arguments with other people, you know, just random people about anything and everything, 200 to 300% more likely to die early. So don't get into arguments.
Well, anyone who's been on Facebook for more than a few minutes knows there are a lot of unwritten rules. Most of you are pretty good about not breaking them. But here's a little reminder for the rest of you. Only post the things your friends actually want to see, like mind-blowing facts and major life updates. Posts about religion, politics, or your workouts are going to get you blocked. Don't like your own posts. Everybody stalks, but don't get caught. Liking photos that are already several years old is the easiest way to get caught. Don't have a conversation in the comments section. That's what texting is for. Keep virtual PDA to a minimum. Don't post every selfie you take. Don't make people guess what's bothering you. And don't invite friends to play all your online games.
Oh, of course they're going to invite you to play because it's so much fun. They want you to play, too.
I see you were making some gestures to our outside to see if any... Nope, they're not listening.
They're not paying attention. They're too busy on Facebook. How about a couple random facts for you on this Tuesday? 40% of Americans now carry less than $20 in cash on them. Another 9% never carry any cash at all. So that's about half the people with less than $20. I'm in that category.
Right now, I know I am, but sometimes it's different. But.
Americans always picture Godzilla being green.
But I don't really picture Godzilla all that often.
You think about it, he's green, but he was never green in the Japanese movies. He was always charcoal gray. So where did we get the green from?
Interesting. If this was vodka, I'd be very upset. But apparently, we could be looking at a worldwide whiskey shortage.
Because, wait a minute now. What?
Yes,
whiskey?
Apparently. Whiskey keeps getting more and more popular. Bourbon sales are up 5% every year, and the best brands are up 20%, and sales of scotch are probably close to the same. Since good whiskey needs to age for years, there may not be enough supply to meet the demand. So that could lead to a shortage and a super high prices. So switch to some other stuff for a while, but stay away from the vodka.
27 years ago, a woman in Phoenix took in a baby named Jordan and raised him as her own. Adopted this baby 27 years ago. Well, he got the chance to return her recently. When she was diagnosed with a genetic kidney disorder, he got tested and found out, yes, he was a match, and he gave her one of his kidneys last month.
Wow, that's love for you. What did you get your mom for Mother's Day? Well, I gave her my kidney.
Not as good as what he did, that's for sure. Hey, your stack of leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.